I just want to read a verse from the portion that you referenced in Deuteronomy, because I think it ties also with what our brother Lars said a couple minutes ago. I think it's an important principle, this distinction of sight and faith. In Deuteronomy 8, and you don't have to turn to it, but when the Lord described the land that was what he was going to give them, in chapter 8, verse 7, it says, "The Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land," and goes on to describe the land. But then he continues in verse 9. He says, "A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it." And I just wonder if this concept of faith and sight, because so often we look at the circumstances, as we've said, and they looked and they saw the cattle, they saw, and the mind begins to rationalize, and the mind begins to see the circumstances, sometimes which are devices that the enemy uses, even specific circumstances that we find ourselves in, and we start realizing that maybe this is the right thing to do, or this is the right path that I'm to go on. And we rationalize, we come to certain conclusions. Here they looked and they saw this cattle, and they saw the land, and it specifically says that they saw the land of Jezer, and it was a place for cattle. Everything to the natural mind would say this is the right place to stop at. This is, must be the place that we would have the blessing. But the Deuteronomy verses say, when the Lord brings you into the land, they stopped short again of the blessing and the full blessing that God would have for them. And I think we have to be cognizant of the fact that there are times in our lives when we look at circumstances and we allow our minds to focus on what we see by our eyes and stop short of what God says. If you trust me, if you wait upon me, if you put the faith and trust in me, you will be in a place where you will lack absolutely nothing. But see, they didn't focus upon that. They saw a certain circumstance and they said, this is better than putting faith and trust in God. And God often acts in the matters of blessing on the principle of faith. And I think sometimes we just have to be aware of that, that in spite of circumstances, in spite of what my natural eye see, to be able to wait upon God. And we talked in years past about many examples of people that just didn't wait upon God and trusted and leaned on their own understanding. That's really what they were doing here. They leaned on their own understanding. They saw this is the will of God, and I'm going to lean my body and make a decision based upon my own understanding as opposed to what God desires, the full blessing. And so may it just be a reminder to us that we have to be just careful of what our eyes see and not allow that to control the faith that the Lord desires we put in him.
Just to follow up on that, I think if we look at the end of Numbers 32, if we look at the end of the chapter, the question came to me, how do you know when you're in that situation? How can you tell, you know, how can you discern when you're in a situation where you're rationalizing, where you're acting by sight, not by faith? If you look at verse 38, this is where the Gadites are rebuilding the cities that they had previously destroyed. They're rebuilding the things that are in the land. They're bringing them back to life. And it says in verse 38, "As well as Nebo and Baal-meon, these names were changed. And Sibma, they gave names to the cities they rebuilt." Now, if you notice there, Baal-meon, Baal is one of the detestable gods there. And what they did, they changed the names. So sometimes we can tell when we're rationalizing, when we're doing things out of our own strength, because we start to give them Christian-sounding names just to make ourselves feel more comfortable. And I think we can all think of examples where we do that.
Yeah, I just have a... Is this working?
Yeah.
Just have a verse in Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, my brother David kind of mentioned that verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." It's pretty self-explanatory.
Another comment behind Tony. Is it passed?
I guess just to continue on, just the importance of waiting on the Lord. If Joseph in jail had got out when he asked the baker to remember him, where would he have been? He would have been nowhere. But the Lord in his grace, the baker forgot, and 2 years later he's the second in command in Egypt. So sometimes we think now is the time, or this is our gift, and we act. And it's the same with David. He thought, this is my spiritual blessing, or my blessing is to build a house for God. And God said no. Imagine if he went ahead and built a house anyway. Who knows what would have happened. But this is essentially what happened here, is they thought they had something and they took advantage of it. And for us, I guess it would be a spiritual blessing. And what a horrible thing it would be if we think that, well, I have a loud voice, so that must mean I'm a good speaker, and our gift is something else, and we're supposed to be a pastor, and sheep are going astray, and we're not helping. So just the thought of waiting on the Lord to see clearly what our gift is and what our purpose is, I guess.